Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
Suicidal sad rappers come from. They shut up with those mumble rapper dum-dums. They've been preying on people with mental illness and pretending to relate to get paid in creative business. They claim to be anxious, say they're depressed. They're faking it to gain something in common with some fans for a check. It's overdiagnosed, so it's becoming a trend to say you're crazy or insane or that you're sick in the head. They romanticize the mental pain we're barely surviving, and then they glorify the men and women losing their lives. I'm talking Cobain, Lil Peep, Winehouse, Jackson, Williams, Cornell, Bennington. Imagine all the icons that we buried probably turning in their graves, that they can witness out of sickness getting used to get paid. These rappers fabricating symptoms for fame, their mental illness is the money on their mind, it started rotting their brains, yeah.
Y'all ain't real, from the chains to the gear to the grills, now it's pain, talking tears, taking pills. Y'all ain't real, I can see it in your eyes, all lies, y'all guys don't know how we feel. Y'all ain't real enough to deal with us, don't feel the love, nah, 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 nah. Y'all just make believe, you claim to be the same as me, nah, 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 nah.
People die from depression, these rappers cry for attention, and it's in every single genre you could possibly mention. From pop to electronic to rock to indie to grunge, they're trying to hook you into using the music like it's a drug. Get you addicted to artists they manufacture to target all other people in therapy, trying to deal with their hardships. Crafted and marketed till they had you convinced that if you follow that person, they make you fine in your skin. They ain't really trying to help you, they don't want to make you better. It's a lie they're trying to sell you, so you always buy the records. If you want to know the truth, they want you struggling forever, so you look to them for answers with your Visa or your debit. It's like the record label's working for pharma. They made anxiety trendy by using popular artists that use the rappers to promote prescription pills to the audience. They created the problem to sell you pills that would solve them. It's brilliant.
Y'all ain't real, from the chains to the gear to the grills, now it's pain, talking tears, taking pills. Y'all ain't real, I can see it in your eyes, all lies, y'all guys don't know how we feel. Y'all ain't real enough to deal with us, don't feel the love, nah, 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 nah. Y'all just make believe, you claim to be the same as me, nah, 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 nah.
Exploiting our problems to benefit, they just wanna get paid. I spend all my money on medicine, spend all your money on chains. Y'all just exploiting the misery, popping Xannies to fade. Well, I'm throwing ones into therapy, cause all I know is rain.
Y'all ain't real, from the chains to the gear to the grills, now it's pain, talking tears, taking pills. Y'all ain't real, I can see it in your eyes, all lies, y'all guys don't know how we feel. Y'all ain't real enough to deal with us, don't feel the love, nah, 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 nah. Y'all just make believe, you claim to be the same as me, nah, 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 nah. Y'all ain't real, from the chains to the gear to the grills, now it's pain, talking tears, taking pills. Y'all ain't real, see it in your eyes, all lies, y'all guys don't know how we feel. Y'all ain't real enough to deal with us, don't feel the love, nah, 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 nah. Y'all just make believe, you claim to be the same as me, nah, 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 nah.
Welcome back to the Bartender Jukebox Podcast. Lately I've been talking a lot about men's mental health. Today I am not going to talk so much about that. I will have a segment coming up. It's going to be called Talking with Sasquatch. Some words of wisdom by one of my buddies who wanted to speak out on the subject. So he goes by Sasquatch, and I hope you hope his words help you guys. So. But today, on today's episode, I'm going to have all kinds of stuff like I normally do. Odd news, random shit, conspiracies, UFOs, aliens, who knows. We'll see what we get into.
I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're gay, you're straight, rich, or poor. It doesn't fucking matter. Everybody's headed in the same direction. We're all going to die. And that's not morbid. I don't look at it as morbid. I look at that as real. Like, literally, before I came in here, I did this Facebook post where I was like, dude, if you knew that you weren't going to make it home for dinner tonight, I just literally did this Facebook post 2 hours ago. If you knew you weren't going to make it home to dinner tonight, what would you now do? Who would you call? Who would you text? Where would you go? Go do that shit. Because here's the crazy thing, bro. Like, there are people that aren't going to make it home to dinner tonight. And that's not, oh, you know what? We'll do that next year. We'll take that trip later. We'll do, but And I'm not talking about being reckless. I'm not talking about dudes cashing everything out and being fiscally irresponsible. What I'm talking about is really understanding that this game is way fucking different than we've been programmed to believe it is. Like, we literally have been programmed to work until we're 65, and then we can relax, and then we can enjoy. You're fucking dead. You're dead then. Your body doesn't work anymore. You're not going to want to learn anything new. Your kids are old. They don't give a shit about you. They're married, moved off, and the whole thing. Like, now what?
On this next segment here, this is Talking with Sasquatch. My man, he worked a job where he's seen a lot of different things in life, and he wanted to speak out on the subject, and, well, here's Talking with Sasquatch.
Why, hello there. My name is not Matt Foley. I do not live in a van down by the river, but I am a 53-year-old male, and, I just want to reach out to my buddy that's running this podcast because it's a very touchy subject with a lot of men about men depression. It is a real thing. It's out there. I see it every day in my profession, unfortunately. And it only seems to be getting worse. Not only with people that you think that are mentally stable, have a great job, have a great family life, but there's always, always a skeleton in that closet or a backstory to every man that they just don't want to let go, or they can't let go, or they don't know how to let go. Personally, I've been through some stuff, battled depression myself. You know, death is a big thing. You know, death of a loved one, family member. You know, you try and fix yourself. You think you're man enough, you can fix yourself. Sometimes it takes talking to somebody. I'm not saying professionally. I mean, if that's what you need, that's what you need. But sometimes it's just a friend. Or it's know, law enforcement or EMS or even a doctor just to go in and visit. You know, you just don't feel right about yourself. You need to talk about it. I mean, you could even go to a priest, for God's sake. No pun intended. You know, everybody has an outlet. It's just a matter of a man manning up to actually take and use that outlet. Having been through and seen some things, you know, the death of both my parents I witnessed, and again, professionally, some other things. It does take a toll. When my mom passed, that hit me kind of hard. It was back in 2018. Had to come to terms fairly quickly with it, but I went down that dark path of drinking a lot. But I also went to the gym a lot to try and relieve a lot of that stress, anger, and mental instability, and taking out some iron plates, sweat it out, listening to some angry music, and moved on with my day. Because not only does a death just affect you, but it also affects your siblings, your spouses, your kids, your nieces, your nephews, friends of the person that had passed. So being the person that I am, you know, I tried to be as big and tough and strong for everybody, but I didn't have anybody for me. But I did have someone for me, my wife. Even though I did not confide in her right away, I held some stuff in, but she was a really good listener and a crutch. I wouldn't say a crutch, but somebody that I could bounce some stuff off of and vent to, because she was through that loss also, but with her dad. So 2018, my mom passed, had to deal with some things. And then when I turned 50, believe it or not, that big 50 kind of hit me right in the face. I wasn't happy with turning 50. Somehow it just really ruined my life mentally and physically. I went down that downward spiral again because I kept thinking, you know, I'm 50 years old. I made it to that peak of the mountain, turning 50, and I'm on that downslope. You know, I might have a good maybe 20 years left of my life. And I look back at those 50 years thinking like, holy shit, how did I get here? So when I did turn 50, and then that was 2020, October of that same year, my dad passed. So again, went through that whole spiral again, but I learned from the first time to learn how to deal with it better. One, I didn't go out and start drinking as much as I did when my mom passed. I mean, yeah, I went out a couple of times just in remembrance of the old man, because, you know, there are a lot of things I tied with the passing of my dad when, you know, my son and his grandson enlisted in the Marine Corps and was actually in boot camp. And then, you know, that after my son got out of boot, he actually got to see him the month prior before he passed. So I was grateful for that. My dad was my son's hero, because my dad was a Marine as well. You know, he also dealt with depression, my father, because the era that he grew up, you know, it was just a different time, different place. And, you know, everybody has those struggles. And when he went in the Marine Corps, he did, and he seen, and he had to do a lot of things that he didn't want to do, but he had to do to stay alive. And unfortunately, he carried that baggage when he came home and had to deal with certain things. And again, every man does and deals with shit differently. And you know, being brought up in that era, you know, he and I weren't as close as I thought or wished I wanted to be. You know, I barely saw him because he always worked. It was just how he was. He worked, he hunted, and, you know, they went out. So, you know, I was at home. I had an older sibling, an older sister, but, you know, she was doing her thing. I was doing my thing. It was just a different time, different era. And, you know, the upbringing was different. You know, Gen X, you know, loud and proud. That's how we are. That's how we do. But, again, my parents grew up in a different time. They dealt with shit differently. And you just moved on. But I am glad that my son had the opportunity to get to know his grandparents, and especially my dad, because of everything that he did. And he learned from my dad, which is a good thing. My dad got really close to my son, which the last 10 years of his life I was really happy for. You know, my son and he were closer than I was with my dad, but the last, like, 15, you know, I'm gonna say maybe even 20 years before my dad passed, it was, he and I had gotten fairly closer, and I'm happy for that. But again, you know, going back to the whole depression thing, it sucks. You know, there are outlets out there that whether or not you want to be personal, private, it's up to you. You know, my wife's a bartender. I was a bartender too for a little bit. And, you know, sometimes it's just the bartender, you know, bartender jukebox. I get it. You know, I met the host of this show, I'm going to guess maybe 10, 15 years ago. And, you know, he and I just clicked. But, you know, regardless, being that person, or, you know, you're there and you might be the last person that they think to talk to before they go and do something that they can't take back. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's humbling to even know that, you know, I talked to that person, you know, and, you know, he cried his heart out and he's going through some shit, and he looked to me to bounce some stuff off of. You know, I don't know everything. I'm not perfect, but I can listen. I do listen. That's part of my job too. But, you know, I try and give some outlets and some advice on a better route to take and what to do. And, you know, I remind my wife the same thing, because, you know, sometimes she comes home and she's like, man, this guy just came in and he just sat there and he didn't have a smile on his face. And I started talking to him, and we were just going back and forth and jabbing each other and, you know, joking around and whatnot. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, he might come in and say, I want to thank you. Thank you for listening to me, because I was not in the right place and I was going to actually go home and hurt myself. So, you know, it's that mentality, you know, whether you want to be on the spot, Johnny on the spot, to try and help somebody. I mean, it does take some kind of mental fortitude to actually listen to somebody else's problems and help to deal with them. But again, there are other outlets, whether it be, again, personal, private, or other. There are professionals out there that will talk to you. You know, they keep it on the DL. Everything that you tell them, they keep between you and them. It's the client confidentiality, and they can't tell anybody. So, you know, don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. If you need to go talk to a professional, go do it. Make it happen. You know, medication is not for everybody, and it's not the cure-all, be-all. And again, if you do that, you know, that's the step. You know, you don't have to go all the time, but as long as you take that first step, you might only need like one or two sessions, and who knows, you know, something might click in your head and say, you know, this is fucking ridiculous. I don't know why I'm even thinking about doing what I was doing, or why I was depressed about some stupid fucking shit, but here I am. I'm taking a step forward, and I'm just going to move forward. Just drive on, push on, move on, live on. And again, if you have to go another route, you can go. If you're, you know, religious and churchy, if you want to go to church, you know, talk to your pastor, reverend, priest, whoever it is, you know, they're there too. You know, confessional is confessional. You don't have to confess, but they are there too. They were there to console you. They were there to help you. And, you know, hopefully help you find your way again. Everybody gets lost once in a while. It does get dark at times, but there is always a light. You can never turn off that light, never look away from that light, whether it be just a little spark or the brightest light you've ever seen. It's there. And sometimes you just need to push that reset button, reset yourself, charge your batteries, take some time off for yourself, move on, charge on, and live on. You know, God bless everybody. You know, everybody has their own issues, problems, questions, concerns. Life today is not what it was when I was growing up. And I'm sure my parents, Gen X's parents, felt the same way and felt the same way about what's going on in this glorious and wonderful country of ours. And I don't mean that kind of sarcastically. I guess I do. But, you know, I bleed the colors. And, you know, that's honestly, that's that's a talk for another time. But I want to take the time to thank my buddy for letting me talk a little bit about this. And hopefully this does reach some people. And, you know, again, if you can't talk to a friend or a family member, you know, there's always my buddy that runs this podcast. Or, you know, if you want, you can always reach out and he can give you my information. My phone is always on. It's never off. My friends and families, neighbors, everybody that I talk to, no one understand that. And, you know, I'm here, he's here, we're all here. We'll work through it together. We'll make it happen. And again, I want to thank my buddy for letting me, you know, put my two cents in. Hopefully I didn't bore everybody half to death about my rant and situation. But I would like to talk to you guys again about some other things, and hopefully, you know, he allows me to, and you know, I could really reach in my bag and really pull out some stuff on some very other, I guess, topics, not just about depression. You know, we can kind of beat that with a dead horse, but, you know, about some other things, some fun things, and, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to have the opportunity to do that. All right, so, you know, with that, you know, peace, love, chicken grease, make it happen, push forward, and live for tomorrow. And I will chat up with you guys later. Your final solution.
when you feel the resistance? Can you feel the
Okay, so today's News of the Weird segment from the Associated Press. Phillies deny emotional support alligator from entering ballpark. A Phillies fan and his emotional support alligator were denied entrance to watch Philadelphia host Pittsburgh. A Phillies fan and his emotional support animal and alligator named Wally Gator were denied entrance to watch Philadelphia host Pittsburgh. Social media posts showed the gator on a leash with a harness with his name on it outside the stadium Wednesday. Wally Gator is a working emotional support alligator owned by Joe Henney of Jonestown, Pennsylvania. The reptile has a big presence on Instagram and TikTok. Citizens Bank Park's policy on support animals is posted on Philly's official website. It states guide dogs, service animals, or service animals in training are welcome. All other animals are prohibited. Henney spoke to the Philadelphia Inquirer last year and said Wally Gator helps him battle depression and that he likes to give hugs. Henney said then that the gator had never bitten anybody. I don't know about that. I mean, that's an emotional support gator. could you imagine, like, just sitting there watching the game and turn around and see that thing looking at you? I'd freak the fuck out. All right, what else do we got here? Woman rescued from outhouse toilet after climbing in to retrieve Apple Watch. A woman was rescued Tuesday from an outhouse toilet in northern Michigan after she climbed in to retrieve her Apple Watch and became trapped. I don't care what you say, an Apple Watch is not that important. Not at all. Alright, what else do we got here? Alright. Bears raid a Krispy Kreme donut van making deliveries on an Alaskan military base. Two bears have raided a Krispy Kreme donut van that was stopped outside a convenience store on an Alaska military base. Two bears on Alaska military base raided a Krispy Kreme donut van that was stopped. The driver usually left his doors open when he stopped at the store, but this time a So and one of her cubs that Latour or later or loitered nearby, sorry, brain fart, sauntered inside where they stayed for probably 20 minutes Tuesday morning. The store manager from Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson, the bears chomped on donut holes and other pastries, ignoring the bang on the side of the van that was aimed at shooing them away. I was beating on the van, they're not moving. I could hear them breaking open the packages and everything, she said. I was like, they don't even care. Lady, it's a bear. They don't care. Especially in Alaska. I mean, that was probably maybe a black bear, but I don't know. You're kind of getting into grizzly territory there, so leave them do what they want. Alright, I think that's it for the news of the weird day, and, well, there'll definitely be more tomorrow, that's for sure. So, alright, I will, come up with conspiracies next. Hey guys, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Deluxe Podcast Edition. If you like all things podcasts and different kind of unique interviews, definitely check those guys out. Another podcast to check out is the Three Beards of Wrestling. If you're into indie wrestling, pro wrestling, all kinds of wrestling talk, definitely check out the Three Beers of Wrestling podcast. That is my shameless promos for the rest of this episode, so enjoy the rest. Alright, so a few conspiracies I've come up with here. Alright, weather and earthquake control projects. So, in these conspiracy theories, there's numerous theories that pertain to real or alleged weather-controlling projects. Theories include the debunked assertion that HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, a radio technology research program funded by the U.S. government, is a secret weather-controlling system. Some theorists have blamed 2005's Hurricane Katrina on HAARP. HAARP has also been suggested to have somehow caused earthquakes, such as the 2010 Haiti earthquake, the 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami, and 2013 Saravan earthquake. Some HAARP-related claims refer to mind control technology. So, you know, there's some also other conspiracy theories of, like, cloud seeding technologies and stuff like that. They say they've been debunked. The British military's project Cumulus caused the fatal 1952 Lynmouth flood in Devon, England, and claims concerning a secret project said to have caused the 2010 Pakistan floods. Another one here with mind control. Genuine American research in the 1950s and 60s into chemical interrogation and mind control techniques were followed by many conspiracy theories like Project Monarch, especially following a CIA director, Richard Helms' 1973 order to destroy all files related to the project. These theories include the allegation that the mass fatality at Jonestown in 1978 was connected to an MK-Ultra experiment. Nutty, nutty stuff. Alright, so here's one more. Radio frequency identification chips, RFIDs, such as those implanted in the pets as a means of tracking, have drawn the interest of conspiracy theorists who posit that this technology is secretly widely implanted in humans. Former Whitby, England town councillor Simon Parks has promoted this theory, which may be related to conspiracy theories concerning vaccination, electronics, banking, and the Antichrist. All right, so we'll go with false history. So there's a conspiracy. Some theories claim that the dates of historical events have been deliberately distorted. These include phantom time hypothesis of German conspiracy theorist Herbert Illig, who in 1991 published an allegation that that 297 years had been added to the calendar by establishment figures such as Pope Sylvester II in order to position themselves at the millennium. A comparable theory known as the new chronology is most closely associated with Russian theorist Anatoly Fomenko. Fomenko holds that history is many centuries shorter than is widely believed, and that numerous historical documents have been fabricated and legitimate documents destroyed for political ends. Adherents of such ideas have included chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov. Another claim is that the world governments have hidden evidence for an advanced worldwide civilization with access to free energy and partially populated by giants called Tartaria, which was destroyed in the 1800s by a great mud flood cataclysm causing its remains to be buried. Alright, so here's another quick one. Dead internet theory. The dead internet theory is the belief that the modern internet is almost entirely populated by bots and procedurally generated content. Well, there's your conspiracy theories for today. Feel free to message the Bartender's Jukebox Facebook page, or, you know, send me a voicemail on the Bartender's Jukebox. Let me know your thoughts on some of these crazy conspiracies. It There's some wild ones, you know, and that's only kind of like the general perspective of the theories. I wasn't even into detail in some of them. So if you get a theory of your own, let's talk it over, you know. Or you got a crazy news story you want me to read on the air or whatever you found, send it my way. I'll definitely read it. Well, thank you so much, guys, like I've been saying, for the support and everything I've been doing. It's been helping me a lot, and, you know, so thank you all. I'm beyond grateful, so thank you.
Before we came into writing Tripolar, we went on sickpoppiesworldcrew.net, talked to our fans once a week about the issues they were going through, whatever was happening in their lives. One of the most common issues that came up was trying to figure out what you want to do with your life and the judgments that people felt from everyone around them if it wasn't maybe something that their friends or family agreed with. So we wound up writing this next song about that and about the common ground we were able to relate to our fans on, because we felt some of the same things when we were starting a band. So this song is called Riptide.
Ain't your children, they're too fat to feed. You're on medication, taking pills to sleep. I think I'm doing just fine compared to what you've been doing. I won't get vaccinated, insurance costs too much. You think you're so persuasive, but I'm not giving up. Saving my life, it's not what you're doing. And I won't justify the way I live my life, 'cause I'm the one living it, feeling it, tasting it, and you're just wasting your time trying to throw me a line when you're the one drowning. I like where I'm at, on my back room and down in my own riptide. The water is fine. I like to step on cracks, I go against the odds. You think my world is flat, do I turn you on? Maybe I'm wrong, but I like where I'm going. I leave one other stay, I never redecide. I don't mind if you wait, but I don't waste my time. Crazy, it's just fine, 'cause I like where I'm going. And I won't justify the way I live my life, 'cause I'm the one living it, feeling it, tasting it, and you're just wasting your time trying to throw me a line when you're the one drowning. I like where I'm at, on my back, floating down in my own riptide. The water is fine. I remember when it used to be easy. I remember when it wasn't so hard. I remember when it used to be easy. The way I live my life, 'cause I'm the one living it, feeling it, tasting it, and you're just wasting your time trying to throw me a line when you're the one drowning. I like where I'm at, on my back, floating down in my own riptide. The water is fine. To be easy, I remember when it wasn't so hard. I remember when it used to be easy. I remember when.
Alright, guys and gals, I'm signing off for today. I do want to give a huge shout out to Jake in the kitchen at work. Thank you for listening, my man. I appreciate the love on the podcast. And guys, keep doing your thing back there in the trenches. You guys are getting ready to open up another restaurant here real soon, so good luck to y'all, and You know, like I always say, stay thirsty for music, stay thirsty for life, and stay thirsty for new experiences. Cheers.
Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.